Este 18 de mayo, The Drums regresa a Guadalajara y con motivo de esta visita tenemos el gusto de conversar con Johnny Pierce. Hola, Johnny.
Hola, hola. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in California in my hotel room. Gonna play Coachella tomorrow and just, you know, working hard on tour and excited to be coming to Mexico.
You've been touring with your new album since last year, right?
Yeah. It's been a year of touring. You're right, and also recording. You know, we're working on a new record too, so the work never stops.
Okay, and how was the first weekend of Coachella?
Oh, you know, it couldn't have gone better. You know, I know that we were up against some really big acts. I think Eminem was playing around the time we were playing, so I was a little nervous about that. But we had a giant crowd, and everyone was singing the words, and it was beyond my expectations. So I'm just so grateful. I can't believe that a band that, you know, we started not knowing how to play our instruments and really kind of having, people just encouraging us all these years, and 10 years later and we're still putting out records, and it seems like our fan base is growing and growing. I'm just really grateful for all of it.
It's one of the greatest things of a festival that you can meet your music heroes, your colleagues, and have a great weekend with them.
Well, that's for most people. I actually get, you know, I get really, really shy around other singers, and I even get shy around my fans. You know, if somebody comes up to me on the street and says, "Oh, Johnny, I love your music," I find myself getting very shy. And it's when I'm on stage, that's when I feel the most like myself. And I don't even know if I feel confident. I just feel natural, you know. But every once in a while, I'll meet someone who's in another band or another artist, and we have a nice time. But overall, I just get way too scared.
But there's something with the stage that when you are playing, you feel free, right?
Yeah.
Something cathartic.
I feel like everything else I do in life, I'm always a little bit nervous. When I'm on stage, all of that goes away. People ask me all the time, Johnny, you're playing Coachella. Are you nervous? And I always look at them like, what are you talking? You know, that's the last thing that I'd be nervous about. I'm nervous about going to the bank. I'm nervous about eating dinner with people I don't know. But I'm never nervous about being on stage. That's where I come alive.
That's very interesting, because you have played on the last decade in hundreds of festivals, hundreds of gigs. I know that, yeah. It's something about your personality. I'm also very shy, but
yes.
Maybe when you play more and more, you can leave a little of that shyness behind.
Well, that's the hope, you know. I think every day I'm growing a little bit and learning more about myself. You know, I grew up in a house where I didn't feel encouraged to be myself. And so I had, most of my childhood, I was kind of nervous and scared, and I don't know if I've ever fully outgrown that. So, you know, every day I try to love myself more and be cool with who I am, and I'm getting better at it. You know, there's some days where I can't really function, and there's other days where I feel like I've really conquered a lot of that, and so I'm encouraged. And, you know, to be honest, my fans, specifically my Mexican fans, are a giant part of why I feel so encouraged. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. I think if it wasn't for my Mexican fans, I don't know if I would still be making music. I don't know if I'd still be touring. And there's no other fans in the world that compare when we're talking about encouragement, passion, love. and just being so generous as fans, you know. So I'm just really grateful for that.
I guess that it was a little shocking when you first came here to Mexico and see all your fans singing all your songs and dancing and a lot of energy, a lot of madness. I think it's very, very, very different to understand because we are a different language country, a little far from your home.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's really a real gift. You know, it's the first time we went to Mexico, we couldn't believe it. And then, you know, we went down and played one of your TV award shows, and we were given an award of appreciation. And you know, just there's just so much love there. And I really connect with it. You know, when I go to Mexico, I really connect with it. I go to Mexico not just to work, but I also go to play.
Yes.
I've been to Cancun and Tulum and Holbox and Puerto Vallarta and Sayulita and Mexico City, and I'm going to Guadalajara finally. You know, it's just Mexico is a big part of my life, and I just love it.
Hey, what can you tell us, Johnny, about your last album, Abysmal Thoughts?
It is a work of openness and vulnerability. It's the first album that I made without any other bandmates in the band. And what that allowed for me to do was to really step into who I am as an artist and say things that I've always wanted to say, but I didn't feel totally comfortable saying before because there were other members of the band, you know, that you know, didn't quite understand where I was coming from. And so, you know, when you do something by yourself, sometimes it's a little scary because all of the weight of the work rests on your shoulders. But ultimately, I really viewed it as a gift. And it really became sort of a blissful, exciting experience to be so honest, to be so personal, to talk about how I was feeling and to stop being so dreamlike and start living in the real world and talking about the real world in the work. So now when I play these songs on stage, it feels real because, you know, it was real when I wrote the songs, you know. So it's really exciting to play the new song on stage.
And your band, you're touring with, are the same musicians you record the album, or different?
Actually, to be honest, I recorded the whole album on my own.
Oh, cool!
And so then I showed, you know, I have people playing with me on stage, and so I teach them the parts, and then they play them live for me. However, there's a bit of a difference now. Starting the fifth album, I actually brought those people in to help me write. So that's the first time that's happened, where I've taken outside help to help me write some songs. And I can be honest with you and tell you it's been really wonderful, an exciting experience. I think we're four or five songs into the new album, and the songs just sound more exciting than ever.
And how did you decide which songs are you playing in this tour?
Oh, well, I learned a couple years ago that playing songs that people know, it's always more fun for not only the fans, but for me as well.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm playing songs from each release, and they're, you know, the hits from each release, the singles from each release. We've been playing all up and down California, and people are just singing along to every word. And so that's kind of what we'll bring to Mexico as well. It's just all the songs that you want to hear and all the songs that you want to sing along to.
Oh, I think it's great for all the audience and specifically for your fans.
Yeah.
We're going to sing all the songs and dance a lot.
Exactly. You know, I used to be very, very precious about the songs I would play live, and I would, you know, I'd play a weird B-side from, you know, that no one's ever heard, and it I thought it'd be cool for me, but I ended up like not liking it as much. And I get more joy out of it when I see that everyone is really present and really into what we're doing.
And even if you play the same songs every night, the audience is different, the vibe is different.
Right. Well, I mean, that's true. And the audience, you know, just hears it the one time. You know, it's kind of our job to bring these songs each night to the audience. And it's funny because in California, even, we've been playing all up and down the coast, and we'll play Santa Barbara, and the kids are moshing, and they're dancing so hard that, you know, like they're getting bloody noses. it's really extreme. And then last night we played Sacramento, California.
Okay.
It's not that far away, maybe a 5-hour drive. And the kids were all dancing and singing along, but they weren't really as violent, and they were a bit more graceful with their moves. So yeah, every show is a little bit different. And I'm excited to see what will happen when we come down to Mexico, you know, because it's been a little while. We played Corona Capital, and that was really great. But when a crowd is that big, it's hard to really get a sense of
yes.
if people are really connecting with it, you know. And I always kind of prefer a smaller crowd because we all walk away feeling like, you know, something special happened instead
yes.
of, you know, oh, I saw the drums from, you know, 2 miles away.
I'm sure it's better to play your own gig, and we are looking forward yes. to see you here in Guadalajara on May 18, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. Guadalajara, I have never been, and we've tried a few different times to play there, and it just hasn't worked out. And so this time it's working out, and we couldn't be more excited.
I hope you have a great time here in Guadalajara to know the city as you can. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I can't wait to come. And I'll walk the streets and breathe the air and eat the food and talk to people. And I'm going to enjoy it. I've heard it's a beautiful place.
I know for sure that your fans are going to be overwhelming with you.
good. I'm ready for some hugs. So.
Great. Johnny, it was a privilege to have this conversation with you.
It was great talking with you, too. I appreciate your thoughtful question.
It's going to be great to have you here in Guadalajara. Looking forward to watch the drums on May 18.
All right.
See you soon, Johnny.
Okay. Thank you. Gracias.
Gracias. Adios.